بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى. Respected listeners, once again welcome you to another episode of this program Jannah on your favorite listening station Radio Islam International. In this program, alhamdulillah, we are learning different segments in this program, different topics, meaning of Muslim names, translations of nasheeds, drama stories of the pious. Today, inshallah, we'll be having a new drama from the drama stories of the pious, the story of telling the truth and the importance of telling the truth and not cheating people. This, inshallah, we'll be learning today in the story as well. And don't forget, in the beginning of each program, we learn some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as some of the ma'thur du'as of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and pious people. It's very important that we turn to Allah and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as it's saying, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ, the one who does not ask Allah and don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be displeased with this person who is thinking of himself to be self-sufficient and don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why some of the prophets, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for the salt of the food, even for very small things, depending upon Allah and asking Allah. And the very few things which we think it's easy to obtain in life, if you think of your life without it, actually, you will find that you cannot live without these things, which we thought it's small issues, you know, like water, for example. Who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of having water? If you don't have water, you can't live. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Every living thing is depending upon water, as the Quran is telling us. So such things like that, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it as well. Alright, we start a program learning the dua, and the dua we're having for today is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is said that this dua is helping those people who are in debt, or those people who are seeking to be rich, or seeking to give back their debts. Then they can, inshallah, recite this wonderful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to recite it daily, by the way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this dua on a daily basis. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ham wal-gham, wa a'udhu bika min al-adzi wal-kasal, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr, wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dayni wa qahri al-rijal. What a wonderful dua indeed, taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And always when we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching a dua, we find that he speaks, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks in very little and short words, but it have very great and wonderful meanings indeed. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ham wal-gham. Oh Allah, I ask you, I seek protection in you from ham and from gham, from anxiety and from worry. Wa a'udhu bika min al-adzi wal-kasal. And I seek forgiveness, I seek protection and I seek refuge in you from adz, from being paralyzed and being not able to do something, some certain things. Well, kasal, and from laziness as well. I seek protection in you from laziness. وَعَوْزُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبْنِ وَالْبُخْلِ. And I seek protection in you from cowardness and from miserliness. وَعَوْزُ بِكَ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْفَقْرِ. And I seek refuge in you from disbelief. And also I seek refuge or protection from poverty, faqr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to protect him from faqr, from protection. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. And I seek protection in you from غَلَبَةُ الدَّيْنِ, from being overpowered by debts. وَقَهْرُ الرِّجَالِ, or overpowered by men, from being deeply engaged in debts, and also from being overpowered by men. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us this wonderful dua. We need to learn it, and it's from the adhkar of the day and night. That means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say this dua on a daily basis, making this wonderful dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we too learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this wonderful dua. Dua once again, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ham wal-gham, wa'udhu bika min al-adzi wal-kasal, wa'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl, wa'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr, wa'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dayni wa qahri al-rijal, la ilaha illa ant.
Oh, no.
Beautiful machine in the background from Jet Collections 11. عرف الكون السلام من إمام المرسلين. The world knew peace from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of the prophets and messengers. He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a sign and symbol of purity, and he was sent as a mercy to mankind. He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the one who joined the ties and taught the morals in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to look after our parents, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to give and help the poor people and to smile on the faces of others to make them happy.
ونظل نردد سيرته فالكون برحمته اعترف إنه طهر تسامى رحمة للعالمين
نشيد in our list for today, شعلة الإسلام نور للحزان الحائرين واهتداء وسرور يا أخي للطائعين. The candle of Islam is indeed a light. It's a light to those people who are confused. It guides and brings happiness and peace to those people who are lost in the alleys of this world. Then she'd go further and says, "Oh my friend, where will you go in these dark alleys? You will be confused in the world, ignoring many things if you are far away from the Almighty and His guidance." Then the Shid go further and says, أي شيطان مريد قد ذرى فيك الغرور صرت في جهل بعيد تحسب الديجور نورا. Which Satan make you or caused you to have that arrogance in your heart so that you're not even giving attention or paying attention to any guidance. Like that you will remain in your ignorance, learning nothing new and thinking that any instruction is the light while it's not the light.
صرت في جهل بعيد تحسب الديجور نورا حلة الإسلام نور للحزان الحائرين واحتداء وسرور يا أخي للضائعين شعلة الإسلام نور للحزان الحائرين واحتداء.
The Munshid Abu Jud with his wonderful voice continuing his nasheed and says, the door of Tawbah is open always when you call upon Allah. Repent to Him and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Repent before you die because you have a lifetime, you have a lifespan, and one day this lifespan will end and will finish. The day of judgment is coming, so make sure it comes while you're not oppressing others or oppressing yourselves.
فمتى تصحو أخيا في النباب التوب نادى أيها العاصي إلي إن للعمر نفادا فمتى تصحو أخيا.
Beautiful nasheed indeed from the Munshid Abu Jud, and the words of this nasheed is Salim Abdul Qadir. The poet is called Salim Abdul Qadir. Very beautiful the words indeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them and have mercy upon the poet who passed away. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alright, now inshallah we will be having the story of the pious, and today is a new story from the story of the pious called Don't Cheat, Don't Lie and Tell the Truth. Let's listen to it.
Stories of the pious.
From Muhammad, the messenger of God, Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium.
After some years, Islam spread so fast in Medina, and the Muslims from everywhere gathered in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to worship Allah alone.
Allah, your master, or this one God of yours.
Allah alone will judge between me and the Khalifa.
Praise Yusuf, why you came back without him? Did I not command you to fetch him?
Yusuf told his messenger to declare Islam to all.
Send your God!
Allah, she's better than women who have grace and beauty.
Who is your God? Answer me.
There is only one God, and Muhammad is the messenger of
God. Written, directed, and produced by Jad Sam. Stories of the pious on Ahlan wa Sahlan, Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548.
My son, your father passed away and left us alone.
May Allah have mercy on him, mother. Don't worry. From today, I will go to the shop and run the business of my father.
Barakallahu feek, my son. I know you are still young to do that. But we have no other option. And you are my eldest son. All your other brothers and sisters are still under 6 years.
I will go, mother. Inshallah, I will manage. I used to go with my father and travel with him, and I learned a lot about his trade.
May Allah protect you. Be nice to the workers, and don't let them do anything that they can't bear. And I advise you to be truthful no matter what. Tell the truth always, my son, and don't cheat anyone.
Inshallah, mother.
Promise me, son, you won't cheat the customers, nor anyone, and that you will tell the truth always.
I promise you, mother.
All right, go. Fi amanillah. May Allah bless you. Here are the keys to the shop.
Oh. is this fabric there?
20 dirhams only, sir.
It looks good.
Yes, sir. It's soft and strong as well.
Okay, I buy it.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, sir. Just goods have a problem. There's a cut here in this fabric. You didn't pay attention to it. So are you still willing to buy it? Or you wish to take another one?
I will buy another one. But thank you for your honesty, child.
It's my pleasure.
Are you not afraid of the shop owner? He might fire you because you told me of the fault of the goods.
He is the owner of the shop.
He is the owner of the shop? MashaAllah.
Yes, my father died and I ran his business.
However, you are so young to such a job. But you are honest. May Allah bless you, child. I will take this one then.
Hamid, wrap it for him, please.
JazakAllah khair.
Listen, Hamid, I want you to be honest. Don't tell anyone any goods that you have faults in it before you tell them first.
But they like it.
They like it? They like it because they don't know its fault. But as you can see, once they knew the fault, they will take another one.
But like that, we will sell very little, sir.
Let it be, Hamid. This is better than to lie or to cheat people and sell them faulty fabrics.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Customers know that you are honest. They will trust you. And they will always come to your shop. Don't ever lie, for Allah does not bless lies. However, truthfulness will save you.
Yes, mother. I instructed all the workers in the shop to be honest and not to cheat anyone. And as you can see, Allah is blessing us. Alhamdulillah.
I'm a Jewish trader and wish to buy some silk from you.
We have the finest silk in all of Basra.
Alright, I like these ones there.
All of it?
Yes.
It's 100 meters. It will cost you 2,000 golden dirhams.
Okay, I like it. I accept.
Fine, then it's sold. Give me your money while I prepare it for you.
Here it is. Count your money.
Thank you very much. Sir, congratulate me.
Congratulations, but for what?
Today, I made a successful and profitable deal. I sold all of the silk we've got in the shop.
You sold all the 100 meters?
Yes.
To who?
A Jewish trader from Turkey a few hours ago. He liked to buy it.
Good. Well done. Have you told him about the last 4 meters? They are damaged.
No, sir. I didn't.
What? Why? Didn't I instruct you to tell the customers of any faults in the goods?
Yes,
But what?
But he was a Jew. He wasn't a Muslim.
So what? Just don't give us the right to cheat him. Islam doesn't allow us to cheat non-Muslims. You have made a big mistake.
Sorry, sir. I didn't know you'd get that angry.
Tell me, what was the name of the Jew? And where did he go?
He left with his caravan to his country.
Okay, quickly prepare for me the amount he paid.
What do you intend to do?
I will try to catch him on the road to Shan. Quickly!
Okay, we will rest here with our caravan under these trees. Then we will continue after we have our lunch and drinks.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the caravan of some aunt, the Jewish?
Yes, it is. How can we help you?
I want to speak to him personally, please.
I am, Sam'an. What is the problem, boy?
Sir! Yatek! Help! Help!
What? What are you saying?
Yatek, sir! Look, they're attacking the caravan from all sides.
What should we do? How many are they?
There are so much, about 50 people.
Don't fight them. Don't fight back. Just surrender. We will try to negotiate with them.
We surrender!
No talk, no walk. No move at all. All of you, stand in a row.
Take all the goods and take even our money, which we have in our pockets. But please, leave us alive and leave for us the animals so that we don't die in this vast desert.
Have you searched the pockets?
Not yet, Chief.
Okay, search them now.
Open, open. Show me how much you got there. Give it to me.
I have 50 dirhams. Take it all.
And you, how much you got in your pocket?
10 dirhams. Only 10 dirhams. Take it.
And you, child, how much milk did your mother give you?
She didn't give me any milk.
So what do you have there in your pocket? Chocolate?
No, it's money.
How much you got, my baby?
2,000 golden dirhams.
What? Just leave him, man. He's a small child. I'm sure he's got nothing.
Yes, you are right. Okay, boy, keep them for yourself. Buy more chocolate.
Have you finished searching them?
Yes, Chief.
What did you find?
Not much money, Chief. All what they have together is about 300 dirhams.
Except for the small child. He claims that he has 2,000 dirhams.
Yes, he wasted our time.
Did you search him?
No, we didn't. Come on, who's going to give a child 2,000 golden dirhams? I think this guy is speaking lies.
I don't lie, ever.
Boy, shh. Boy, don't talk.
I see. How much do you have, boy?
2,000 gold dirhams.
Are you still lying?
I don't lie. I can never lie.
Search him, now.
What? He's lying, Chief, and I'm sure about this.
Search him.
But I feel it's dishonor for me to search the small child.
I said search him, or I will cut off your head.
Okay, Chief, as you wish.
What is that? It's a pouch of money.
Yo. 2,000 golden dirhams.
He is truthful, you see?
Very strange indeed.
Why have you told us the truth, boy? Couldn't you just lie to us?
I can't lie and break my promise to my mother.
Promise? What promise?
I promised my mother not to lie or cheat people. And I will keep my promise as long as I live. This is what Islam teaches us. Allah commanded us to tell the truth and not to cheat people or eat haram. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, anybody nourished from haram, he will be touched from the fire of Jahannam.
You have promised your mother and you have kept your promise?
And I have promised Allah many times not to steal. And yet I came back to it and I ate haram. Ya Allah, forgive me. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Ighfirli. I repent to you. Listen, soldiers. Listen now. I repent to Allah. And wallahi, this will be my last in this path. We will give back to those people that which we have stolen from them. And if you wish to continue in this way, then leave. Leave me alone.
Chief, we also have hearts.
You are our leader in stealing. Now you will be our leader in repentance, Chief. We choose to be with you.
Alhamdulillah. Now listen, people. We are sorry for troubling and terrorizing you. You can take back your goods, your money. It belongs to you. Take it. And you, pious child, you may take back your 2,000 dirhams.
It's not my money.
Then whose money is it?
It's the money of some aunt, the Jewish.
Me? How come?
You bought silk from my shop earlier today, and the workers forgot to tell you that the last 4 meters are damaged. So I came to tell you about it. And if you wish to take back your money, then here it is, 2,000 dirhams. And if you wish to cut from the silk, you can cut the damaged part. And I will pay back the price.
What an honest child. You traveled all this distance for just 4 meters of damaged silk?
I can't cheat you. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us not to cheat or lie. And Quran invited us to deal with justice and kindness with peaceful non-Muslims.
A religion bring up children like yourself on these wonderful manners must indeed be a religion from God. And a prophet who taught you all this must be truly a prophet from God. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلوا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
The messenger of God, Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium.
After some years, Islam spread so fast in Medina and the Muslims from everywhere gathered in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship Allah alone.
Allah, your master, or this one God of yours.
Allah alone will judge between me and the Khalifa.
Praise Yusuf, why you came back without him? Did I not command you to fetch him?
Told his messenger to declare Islam to all.
Send your God!
Allah, she's better than women who have grace and beauty.
Who is your God? Answer me!
There's only one God, Muhammad. He's the messenger.
Written, directed, and produced by Jad Sam. Stories of the pious on Ahlan wa Sahlan. Radio Islam, medium wave 1548.
Listening to Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our program Jannah, and we are continuing with our program and discussing now inshallah the meaning of Muslim names. All your questions related to Muslim names inshallah, and we'll be helping you in today's program. The number today is 011-854-1548. Brother Hanbala will be waiting for your calls inshallah. To take your calls on 011-854-1548. By the way, Hanbala is a good name. It's a Sahawi name, smiling the other side. It's calling, it's the meaning of it is the fruit called Hanbal, the Hanbal fruit, which is a fruit that can cure from some sicknesses and diseases, specifically diseases and sicknesses related to legs and arms and bones. The Arabs used to use the Hanbal fruit for that medication. Alright, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure all the sick people. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We have a call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, please make your radio soft, sister. Listen just from the telephone so that we don't have that noise. Please make your radio soft. so that you can continue with the call.
Hello,
Assalamu alaikum. Assalam.
I'd like to know the meaning of the name Liza for the girl and Yaish for the boy, and I want to know if those are good names to keep.
The first name is what?
Liza.
Liza.
G.
Alright, that sounds not a Muslim name. I mean, not common amongst the Muslim. Liza, I'm not sure, but it's a Hebrew name, means an oath to Allah, a covenant to God.
Okay.
Regarding the second name, Ya'ish, it's a boy name, means living.
Living. Sorry, what does it mean?
Living.
Living, okay.
Yes.
Is that a good name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Alright, Jazakumullah khair.
Okay, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right, the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Yes, brother, I'm listening.
I wanted to know about the name Binyamin.
Binyamin. That's a prophet name, and it is mentioned in some of the narrations. And the name Binyamin originally is a Hebrew name, and it also refers to the son of the right hand, or the person who chooses always to be in the right side.
Okay.
It's originally the name is Hebrew, but you know, Hebrew and Arabic language are sisters languages, and both of them are also from the Semitic languages. So you might find some similarities between the Arabic language and the Hebrew language in the meanings. So the same meaning of Binyamin, you can also find it in Arabic, which is Ibnul Yamin. In Arabic, Ibnul Yamin means the son of the right. In English, in Hebrew, Binyamin means the son of the right hand. So, metaphorically referring to the person who is choosing the right side.
Okay, and then the other name I wanted to find out is Alina or Elena? I'm not quite sure between the two.
Both of them are different, have different meanings. Alina, okay. If you pronounce it with a ayn, it means upon us. But the proper one is Alina or Lina. Lina is the proper one, which means lenient and tender.
Lina, without the A.
Yes.
So both good names or all three good names?
Only two. Lina and and the Binyamin, which is a boy name.
Two.
Yes.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Some of the Hebrew names are also considered Islamic names and good names when you know that it's prophet names and such like the name Binyamin, for example, which was the smallest brother of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Alright, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Yes, sister.
I just want to find out the name of Muhammad Aidan. Is it two names, Muhammad Aidan?
Yeah, it's two names, yeah. Muhammad means the praiseworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And Aidan, it is said that it means wise, but it's not Arabic name.
It's not. And Mikael?
It's Mikael, which is an angel name. Mikael is mentioned in the Quran as an angel name.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Yes, sister.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
I would like to name the name Hamna.
Hamna means a girl with reddish complexion.
A reddish complexion.
Yes.
Is it a good name?
It is.
Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Let's take... Alright, we're waiting for the calls. 011-854-1548. You can call us directly on this number, inshallah. And we'll be helping you and giving you the meaning of names. Alright, our engineer is still busy taking the calls. And we'll be recommending also some names for both boys and girls while we're going. The name Husam for a boy. Husam. Husam is a good name, means sword. Husam. We recommend it for boys. The name Marwa for a girl. Marwa. 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 Marwa refers to the mountain Marwa, and Marwa also refers to the small pebbles. And Marwa also refers to a tree. That's Marwa for a girl. It's a good name to be giving to a girl. Right, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, brother.
Munana, I wanted to find out Humaid, the name Humaid.
Humaid is a good name, means praised one or praiseworthy, and it's a wonderful name. We can keep it for children, we recommend it for boys.
And Hamad?
Same meaning of Humaid, but Hamad also means the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot.
Okay, and it's with a Ha?
Yes, with a Ha. And Humaid also with a Ha.
Jazakumullah
khair. Jazakumullah khair. Wa barakatuh. Let's take the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister.
I want you to know the name of, meaning of the name Lamia.
Lamia is a girl with dark lips. Also, Lamia refers to a kind of a gazelle, which is beautiful gazelle.
Right, Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Alright, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
Seba. Is it a nice name?
Say the name again.
Seba.
Zeba.
G.
It's Zayb, actually. Zayb, which means ornamentation or decoration.
Okay.
Alright, Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, let's take the next call. Our engineer is still busy taking the calls. We'll be taking the last two calls before we end the program, inshallah. And some names that came to us here, the name Uruj. Uruj. It's not a proper name, by the way. However, it's a name. Uruj, Isra wal Mi'raj. Uruj is to go up, the person who goes up. Or Uruj itself means going up, ascending to heaven, to paradise. That's Uruj. Some people can keep it for female name, but it's not like very common name. Alright, so that's the name Uruj for a girl. Okay, we'll be recommending some names, then we end the program, inshallah. The name Mahmoud, we said it's the praiseworthy, it's a good name, the name Mahmoud. And you can keep this name, Mahmoud, for a boy, it means praised one. Right, the name Khalid, which is a Sahabi name, Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anh. And the meaning of Khalid is one who is immortal, or one who done many good works, and his memory is immortal. Alright, 4 minutes to 12 o'clock, we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the Jannah program. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
جنة 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 درب المؤمن جنة يفرح